I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It can't get much more tense in Egypt than it is right now. Today, authorities postponed their plans to dismantle two huge protest camps in Cairo. The camps are filled with thousands of supporters of the ousted Islamist president, Mohamed Morsi. Today, his supporters remain defiant, even with the threat of a crackdown looming. Earlier today, I spoke with Mohamed Soudan. He's the Secretary of Foreign Relations for Morsi's party, the Freedom and Justice Party. It's the political arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. I asked Soudan about the mood in the protest camps.
Very high spirits. And they said that we will not come back home unless we get our dignity, our freedom, our legitimacy back. This is what they are looking for.
What defines dignity and legitimacy for them?
Actually, they feel that the army stole the revolution of the 25th of January from them, raiding houses, killing people, more than 500 people being killed, more than 9,000 people wounded, more than 2,500 people being arrested. There's no freedom. There's no freedom. You are not safe to walk in the street. It's not safe to have a free speech. It's worse than the era of Mubarak.
It's been more than a month, though, since the interim government was brought to power, and there's no sign of it loosening its grip on power. I mean, they've got the guns, that's the bottom line, and you don't. Hasn't the time come to be pragmatic and negotiate with them?
It's not the way to kill me or to kill my brother or to kill my son or to kill my daughter in the street and to sage me and to put me behind bars and tell me, come to negotiate, come to dialogue. This is not logic. It's not logic at all. It's not the way to talk. But don't put the cuff in my hands and my legs and put me behind bars and tell me come down to negotiate something.
But if the military authorities try to close these sit-in camps down by force, what can you possibly achieve for the health of your party, of Egypt's political future, if you make no effort to compromise? And what do you achieve if you die in the process? Will it really help your cause?
If we read the history, we have a lot of people being killed just because they have a target. And our target is to have our freedom back. Yes, I'm here because I know that maybe I've been killed, but my daughters and my sons will have their freedom. This is the function. Someone had to sacrifice. This is the way. This is what we will learn it from the history. It's not only in Egypt. We found that in a lot of countries. For instance, Romania, Georgia, whatever. When there are a dictatorial regime, then someone has to sacrifice.
Mr. Soudans, I'm wondering if you accept any of the critiques that President Morsi had polarized Egypt and its people.
No, I don't think, because I think that the Egyptian people lived in 1 year very, very democratic way. That was free. It was 1 year freedom, democracy, whatever. But police are not working. They work against him. Judiciary also, a lot of the judges were against him. He was trying to have a better life for the Egyptians. But because of the deep state, because of the conspiracy, which started from a long time ago, it was a little bit difficult. And now they try to succeed. They try to let this kind of coup through. But that will not go through unless they get our dead bodies.
You'll be heading to one of the protest camps once this interview is over. What will you be doing today, Mr. Soudan?
We have a lot of rallies today. We went to the court in Cairo, the Ministry of the Interior. A lot of rallies in Cairo, all over of the country, not only in Cairo. We will keep going like this till we get back what our demands.
Mohamed Soudan, the Foreign Relations Secretary of the Freedom and Justice Party, that's the party affiliated with Mohamed Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome, sir. You're welcome.